Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. I was so excited. The second show back with a live audience was in Sweet Home San Diego at the American Comedy Company. But the year off from COVID did not do their sound system any favors. So the audio from the taping was basically unusable. The recording you heard, if you've already checked out the show, was a backup recording that was only just in case of an extreme emergency. So it's not, it's just hard to listen to. So people have been very nice in the Twitter comments on the Douglas Movies account, but we are pulling the episode. So with apologies to my guests on the show, the really great audience that was in attendance, the companies that supplied prizes, including PaintYourLifeArt.com and OCB Rolling Papers, American Comedy Company, Eddie the Eagle, caw-caw. with apologies to all of that, we made this emergency episode as a replacement. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from, we tried to do this out in the world, but the world wasn't ready for it. With another Homes Alone edition. It's Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. And it's time for Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is returning to the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas this Saturday, August 7th at 4:20. And then the next day, I'm doing a 4:20 stand-up show in the same spot. All Dougs. Anyone with the name Doug and a picture ID that proves their name is Doug gets in for free to that show, where, of course, my co-host from Wide World of Dougs, Doug Mellard, is going to be there. So we're hooking up all Dougs with a free show. Don't think too many will show up. For all of my dates and deeds, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And because of the tech issues we had in San Diego, I had to put together an emergency show. And my guests today were, as they say in some universes, ready to assemble. Please give a warm welcome in your head to Mark Ellis, Christian Harloff, and Sam Levine. Hey, guys.
Big applause. That felt like a standing ovation. How do you boys feel about it?
I gave myself the applause, so that's pretty accurate.
I was applauding. What are you talking about?
Did it together. See, Sam, that's how well 10 years later we still work together.
Amazing.
Yeah, we were doing this, but right before we went to air, Doug. So I think that Sam is the best at like keeping the math. He's the best with baseball numbers and history. So Sam postulates that it might have been a decade ago this week that we all first met and did your show as the Schmoes with Sam Levine.
It's true. It was definitely what Doug and I referred to as the Summer of Sam, because Doug, you were doing a whole bunch of episodes from the Never Not Funny Studios, and I would come in and prep the Leonard Maltin game so that you could play.
Ah, that's what happened.
And that's how I met these two guys. And that was definitely at some point over the summer of 2011. So here we are a decade later.
That makes
sense. My God, we all look terrible.
Yeah, we do. That makes sense, though, because Mark and I were doing Corolla's show a while, and Doug was hosting. We hit it off with Doug and said, hey, you want to be my show? And we did it. And I think I wasn't as aware of the Maltin game as when we were playing it. And I think, Doug, you were mad at me.
You think?
I think so.
I don't remember being mad at you, but like when people get confused, it can be frustrating.
Yeah, I think and, that's what
yeah. but that ends up being, you know, comedy gold for the listener sometimes.
Yes.
You know, and it is a complicated game. I mean, that's why we don't play it anymore, is because I just got tired of explaining it. And, you know, that there's some nuances to it that are just hard to explain to somebody. A lot of games, like board games in particular, I find like you really have to like learn them as you play. You kind of have to give in to the idea you might lose the first time because you just have no idea what's going on. You need to acclimate. That's why I always think it's funny, like on Price is Right and stuff. If you don't watch Price is Right all the time, those games, when Drew Carey's describing them, the person just standing there all glazed over, like, you know, they don't have an idea what the strategy for that game should be.
It's like, don't worry. Eventually there's going to be a wheel and you spin it. And
that part everybody can do, and you fail or succeed just right. The time to unlock.
I used to adhere by the board game, just play it and you'll figure it out model. And then I tried to explain and play Clue with 2 7-year-olds last week, my niece and nephew.
No.
And I came up with a version of Speed Clue that they're not going to understand until 5 years from now. It was totally ridiculous and unfair. Sam Levine would have left the house.
I did. I out of protest.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? These games, sometimes it's like I can't explain to you how to play strategically, because then that's just giving, you know, you're just giving that away to everybody all at once, you know? So have you guys seen this guy that's winning constantly on Jeopardy right now?
I have. He's quite a thing to watch.
I feel like they pop up every like 2 or 3 years. Like there's these Jeopardy phenoms that pop in. It's like the Ken Jennings. Who was the last one, Sam, that everyone was talking about?
James Holzhauer was the big one.
Right.
Yeah. And this guy, this Daba Debo, whatever his name is, he definitely is kind of using Holzhauer's approach a little bit, but it's even more vicious.
His approach. So like there's like some sort of money ball like strategy.
Oh yeah. You go, you take out you ask for the hardest question in each category first. So no one has a chance to acclimate to the category. They're just getting the toughest question right away. I mean, he knows the answers. That's the main thing, is that he knows answers, but he also you watch him, he buzzes in and then thinks of the answer sometimes, you know, like he takes a moment sometimes before answering.
How much time are you allowed to get? Like when you,
seconds, I think.
Seconds. Okay.
I think, I don't know. Cause you know, it's like they never get called on it, because when Alex was there, everyone really like they talked and played very fast. And these guest hosts are the pace is slowing down a little bit, I think. But anyway, I could talk about game shows all day, and we're going to do one a little later on in this show, but I don't need to introduce you individually. Everybody knows it's Mark Ellis, Christian Harloff, Sam Levine. Let's go right to Recommendation Nation. That's where each one of you, I lied a little bit, Christian. You said, do I have to prep anything? And it's just one thing. I just need you to recommend a movie, but that I don't mind it being kind of a question that sprung on you, because we'll have Sam and Mark answer first. You have a little time to think. Because Sam knows this is coming. What do you think, Sam? What's your recommendation this time?
So I've been on a real Clive Owen binge lately because he's just the greatest. And I recently rewatched the classic Clive Owen film Croupier.
Oh,
have you seen that one?
That is a good one. I mean, I probably had seen him in other movies prior to Croupier, but Croupier is where I really locked in on, oh, that's Clive Owen. He's amazing. Like, I remember when Croupier came out, there was like a little bit of buzz about how he, what a great James Bond he would be.
Seriously. Yeah. And and still even.
sure.
Yeah. I just rewatched it maybe 3 or 4 days ago. He is so good in it. It's such a wonderfully kind of understated performance, which I think is one of his defining characteristics as an actor, is he can sell intensity with very little. It's something I cannot do as an actor. So whenever I see other actors who can do it well, I'm in awe.
He's an intimidating presence, to be sure. Like, what's kind of, I kind of puts him in a little bit of a box in terms of roles he could play, because he can't really play like a wimpy person.
It would be tough.
What a great attribute. Like, that should be like one of your special abilities, is I can never play a wimp, ever. I'm never going to be bullied in a movie. Imagine being in 100 movies and never once did anybody try to take any of your lunch money.
It's like the opposite of me.
Sam does quiet intensity off screen very well.
It's true.
I mean, he's made a career out of the Schmodown.
Mm-hmm. I'm very verbally intense on the Schmodown.
I can see. Are you kidding me? I see you when we do the StreamYard thing. I can feel you burning holes through me when you're on the private room.
That's correct. Yeah. No, I take my movie trivia very seriously.
You do, and that's why you're so good at what you do.
I still can't confirm or deny that that's an actual Clive Owen movie. So I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see it, because I'm still not sure it exists.
Croupier?
Yeah.
I will gladly lend it to you on DVD.
It scares me when you say it, because for someone who has two children, I think of croup. Both of my children have had croup, and it's terrible. It's a terrible thing, that croup.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh. Yeah, probably didn't get much of it this last year.
No, I truly didn't. No croup. Just stuck in the backyard.
Turns out we were staying away from all diseases and viruses, you know.
Yep.
What do you think, Mark Ellis? What's your recommendation? If you want to make up a movie like Sam did, you're welcome to do it.
No, my movie is going to be real. Man. And I will apologize to all your listeners, Doug, because it was such a quick turnaround since my last appearance on the show. I did not get a chance to watch Wild Mountain Time yet, but it is going to happen.
I haven't watched it either. And Ben David Grabinski even like sent me a message saying, have you watched it yet? And I was like, nope, sorry, dude. But I am drinking from a Wild Mountain Time mug as we speak. I'm doing some of the work.
Yeah, I will get on it before my next appearance on the show. So instead, I'm going to honor a movie that was released 31 years ago this week, and that would be one of the great sequels of all time, even better than the original, Young Guns 2, featuring John Bon Jovi for 5 seconds in the movie and a glorious, glorious soundtrack.
Bon Jovi gets shot coming out of the dungeon on the bottom.
Out of the pit during the lynch mob scene.
Certainly does.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with Die Hard 2.
I was not going to go with Die Hard 2, but that's also a great sequel. Not as good as the original, but Young Guns 2.
31 years ago, approximately right now, because I saw it at the end of August.
I had a big conversation today about Die Hard, Sam. There was, because, you know, they canceled the prequel that Len Wiseman was supposed to do.
Indeed, they sure did.
I'm so glad that they did. I don't understand why they don't just put him in. They were supposed to do this whole thing where he goes back to Japan years later. He goes to the Nakatomi, like the massive Jurassic Park version of the Nakatomi Tower. And then it all happens again, but this time he's old. Let's do that. Why do we need to see him on a train in the 1970s?
Let's do that. But it also does, even more than like bad prequels, what bothers me even more is when I bring up the greatness of Young Guns 2 and immediately gets appropriated into a Die Hard conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Young Guns 2, which one had Alan Ruck? Is that the Ruck movie?
That is the Ruck movie. And we are getting Young Guns 3. They're working on it. It's not a joke. They're working on Young Guns 3 as we speak.
What was Lady Young Guns called?
Lady Young Guns was called Bandidas.
No, it wasn't.
Quick and the Dead.
No, that was that's only separate. One. There's Bad only one
girls.
Lady in that one.
Bad Girls is another one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's with Drew Barrymore, right?
Madeline yeah. Stowe, I think, is a bad girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Bad girl.
Are we playing the game already?
Great pull.
Yeah. They have four bad girls, and it was obviously like they thought of it because of the success of the Young.
Mentor crossover.
All right, so. This is an interesting competition so far because who's even seen both of these movies other than all of us?
There you go.
Yeah. Christian Harloff.
You've heard of mine.
Yes. I definitely have heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll buy you an extra second to think about your movie. I looked it up. So the three of us were in the Never Not Funny studio the first time. It was actually towards the end of April of 2011.
Oh,
so we missed our anniversary by about 3 months. So happy
Doug, belated. Can we go ahead and get rebooked for 10 years later in April?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit that 20 right on the nose. Yeah, and then the show itself celebrates 15 years in September.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
I've been on because of the trailer for the Many Saints in Newark movie. I've been watching The Sopranos, but I did. There's two movies that I watched recently. I was going to go with the 1986 About Last Night with Demi Moore and Rob Lowe, but I decided to shift gears a little bit and go with The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ronnie. It's our buddy Ethan Irwin produced one of the producers on that movie, but it's a really, really good movie that not enough people talk about. It's fantastic. Have you guys seen
it? Oh yeah. It comes up quite a bit on this show because, a few of my regular guests are a big fan of it. I don't know anybody that doesn't like, I don't know anybody that dislikes it. You know, it's just such a fun movie.
Just not enough people saw it. I remember when I saw it, it was just like, but it was the same thing. Like when, Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang came out, like, nobody saw that movie, and it wound up finding an audience later on, but it's for some reason people were just not interested in it. And I think that this movie would actually done a lot better if it was like, if it had debuted on like Amazon Prime or Netflix but it wasn't, it was before its time.
Yeah. You know, that's just what happens sometimes also Gosling, especially Crowe, but Gosling too, to a certain extent, they weren't like really on a hot streak at that point.
Right.
So it's just hard to, and then, the 70s setting I think is really great, but again, that could be off putting to some, I don't know.
And between Bad Girls and Nice Guys, you have two generations of Andy McDowell.
Yes, that's wow. Right.
Wally is the teenage girl in Nice Guys. That's her.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, she's out of control, and she's really a maniac in Nice Guys. Mm-hmm. Those are the recommendations. It's locked in, you guys. Young Guns 2, Croupier, and Nice Guys. We'll see how they stack up against each other on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account.
Anticipating a lot of votes for Croupier.
I mean, you really shot yourself in the foot there with Croupier, I think.
I did.
But it's also not, there's no winning or losing. It's just interesting to see. I want to know who's seen all three of these movies, because you can't vote unless you've seen all three. There's a fourth spot that you check if you haven't seen all three. We're going to play some games right after the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and we're going to start with a game that we played in San Diego, and it was super fun. And since none of you guys were there, I'm just going to play the same game with you and see how it goes.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm basically going to, you know, replicate a lot of what happened in San Diego, but with new guests, and a lot of people won't have heard the San Diego one because this is replacing it.
Is this the most prepared you've ever been to play a game, Doug, because you had a dress rehearsal this weekend?
Oh my God. I'll still fuck up something, I'm sure. But, but yeah, it is kind of strange that I've played this already. I might just do a thing where I just play the same games every week and just have different guests every week. And the listeners can just hear how they exact, you know, they'll know all the answers and they could just find out how the guests are doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. This game is called ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game.
Oh.
I give each player individually a letter and a word, and then you name any movie that begins with that letter. If you match what I wrote down in advance, nobody matched on Saturday, you win the game.
Wow.
And there is a theme that emerges. But, you know, of course, going early, you can't know the theme yet. So you just have to take a wild stab at it. So in honor of Doug Loves Movies returning to the Punchline in Sacramento on Saturday, August 14th at 4:20, let's spell Sacramento. That was also a fun thing on the Saturday show, is that there was a little confusion about how to spell Sacramento, which kind of surprised me. that anyone would not know how to spell Sacramento that lives in California. Hmm. The first letter is S, so that means that we'll go alphabetically. Mark Ellis, name any movie that begins with S, because that's the first letter in Sacramento. The next letter will be A to you, Christian, if you want to start thinking about it.
All right. Any movie that begins with S. There's no keyword. There's no steering in one direction or another one. Just any movie that begins with S.
Yeah. If you match me, the world will go wild.
All right. Then
it seems very unlikely.
I will say, and I think I'm going to match you here. Oh, Superman, shit. The movie.
Terrific guess. I went with a motion picture called Sergeant Murphy.
Of course. Sergeant Bilko was my backup.
Oh, really? That would have been fun, because then you would have been half right, but still, that doesn't count.
Still wrong.
Yeah, still wrong. That's another thing I love on Jeopardy is when you don't know the first name of somebody, you don't have to say it. You just say
right.
The last name.
Right.
That's such a strategic thing. The guy that's cleaning up now, he does it all the time. Like, he rarely says the full name of people.
Yeah, can't get away with that on Schmodown. If you buzz in and say Spielberg, wrong.
Yeah, because now his daughter made a movie, so there's more than one. You have to say which one.
More specific.
Yeah. A is the next letter going to Christian. Any movie begins with A, but of course the first movie, maybe you can smell a theme, is Sergeant Murphy.
Yeah, see, this is going to take because of Sergeant Murphy and because of that mix, I'm still going to go with it, but I think there's no chance now, but I had Animal House up there, but there's no way. Sergeant Murphy with that clue. Got to stick with my gut, even though there's no chance it is. I'm going to go with Animal House.
All right, Sam, do you want to give him the bad news?
No. Perfect. I don't know what the bad news is.
Is it because it has house in it? It has to be one word?
No, it's just that I oftentimes, especially it irks one player in particular, that I often call that movie National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, okay.
Begins with the letter N.
All right, then I'll switch it. But since
Sam wasn't all over it, I'll allow it. Yeah, I'll allow it too.
Okay, all right.
We're all allowing it. Because also there's really no penalty other than, you just get kicked out briefly. We just make you leave the Zoom meeting for a little while.
Outside my own house.
I went with a movie called Around the World in 80 Days, the 2004 edition.
Wow.
Yeah. And the next letter is C, and that goes to Sam.
I don't know the theme yet, so I'm just going to go with where we are time-wise. I'm going to say Cool Runnings.
I mean, always worth bringing up Cool Runnings.
Always.
Yeah. Dougie Doug was one of the first guests on that.
On World of Dougs?
On World of Dougs, yeah.
Oh, I got to go back and listen to that. I've always enjoyed him very much.
He's very nice. We were like, hey, can you help us get Dougie Fresh on the show? And he's like, nope. Dougies don't necessarily know each other. okay, so for the letter C, I went with Cowboy from Brooklyn.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know that one. You know that.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. These are all our second guesses, Doug.
Yeah. R is the next letter, and we're back to the top of the lineup and Mr. Mark Ellis.
Yeah, can't get a lock on that theme just yet. So I'll simply go with an R movie, and that is going to be RoboCop. That's a 1987 RoboCop.
This is where it gets really fun, because I could have written down RoboCop 2. I could have written down other RoboCop. and that would have been hilarious. But you weren't even close because, well, I guess you could argue you were close. Same decade. Red Sonja is what I wrote down. Oh,
good one. That's a good one.
Red Sonja. A is the next letter for Christian.
A is the next letter.
Oh man, you got A twice in a row, right?
Oh yeah, and I also spelled Sacramento wrong.
Christian calls it Snackramento.
I know. Let's see if I'm gonna do. I don't have Annabelle. Annabelle Creation.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Ooh, look at you. All right. the run that I wrote down is An Angel from Texas.
Close.
Yeah.
What are these movies?
What is happening? What is happening? M.
Oh, me.
Next letter, and it goes to Sam, the man Levine.
I will do the 2004 Best Picture Oscar winner, $1 Million Baby.
Wow.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because many years before that, they made another movie called $1 Million Baby, and that's the one that I wrote down. No,
they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
So if I'd have just said $1 Million Baby and not preambled with 2004, I might have gotten the points.
No, you wouldn't have, because I would have asked. I would have said, be more specific.
Well, I did not know there was another one, so wow.
Yeah, okay. So you would have been stuck. But you'll see that the Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank, Morgan Freeman movie does not fit the theme.
Okay.
Even with a Jay Baruchel appearance in it, it doesn't fit.
It's true.
The theme. You'll see. You'll see what the theme is. Okay. But yeah, there's another $1 Million Baby.
Wow.
E is the next letter, and it's back around to Mark Ellis. E for Ellis.
E for Ellis, and now the E movie that somehow ties into this very, very clandestine theme that Doug has concocted. He did say that there's a movie in Texas, and then we went around the world in 80 days, so maybe there's a state, location, geography sort of angle to this. So I'm going to say Enemy of the State, the Will Smith movie.
Yeah, that's terrific logic, terrific answer, but not correct.
Mm.
I said Eraser.
Oh, man.
Oh, good movie. Came out around the same time.
Doug. To be clear, is that the Arnold Schwarzenegger eraser?
I'm still waiting on the prequel pencil. Eraser starring Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's two Schwarzenegger movies here.
The classic movie where he
three.
Shoots an alligator and then says, "Your luggage."
Yes. And then she asks him why he was late and he says, "Traffic." And it's funny because he was just in a shootout in a car, which means it was more than just your typical day on the 405.
Right. But he wasn't lying. N is the next letter.
M?
Is, N.
Yeah.
Okay. N.
N as in Nancy.
Nancy. The movie Nancy.
Victim in A Nightmare Before, or Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right. So I will have to, and if there's the before, do you take the away or do you?
No, the counts. So the count. Gotta start with the letter.
Got it. Then I will go with Nebraska.
Oh, that was that great. Guess. That was a great guess. You're following Mark's idea, even though Eraser isn't a state. the movie I went with is called Night Unto Night. Night Unto Night. All right. T is the next letter, and we're back to Sam. Is that right?
Yeah. And I mean, Christian did allude to what he thought might be a theme, and I picked up on it too. I'm still a little confused with the other movies, although I think they may. So I'm going to say the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic, and there better not be more than one, True Lies.
Did you know that that was built based on a French film
called The True Lies?
These days,
I think they changed the name. I don't think it's a translation from the French title, but anyway, that's your answer, True Lies?
My answer is True Lies.
That is correct. Hey! That is correct. You did it. You figured it out. You followed the clues.
Are you the others Ronald Reagan movies? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's all films that star governors of California.
Oh, for Sacramento, I see.
Got it. Oh, well done. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun reveal at the show on Saturday because they were even more confused than you guys are. And it's funny, too, they got all the way, they didn't get True Lies. And so then I had to do a letter O, and I was like, I'm sorry, but the theme doesn't allow for a letter O. Schwarzenegger and Ronald Reagan, neither one of them has been in a movie that begins with the letter O.
Wow.
Yeah, and I couldn't find any other governor that had like a cameo in a movie that begins with O, like maybe Jerry Brown or somebody. Mm. So I just had to say to them, I just picked a random movie for O. And I just said, so just say a movie that begins with O. And I forget what they said, but what I wrote down was O.
Oh. the Othello redo, yeah.
Yeah. Because I always go, I always go to that when the letter O comes up for titles, because it's just so funny to me that there's a movie that's just called O. There's only three or four movies that are just the one letter, because there's a movie X that was nominated for Best Picture one year, and then there's O, and then...
Can I squeeze in B movie or no?
No.
All right. So what we're going to do is ask you to leave the Zoom meeting for 15 minutes.
Okay. Roger that.
And then you can come back, Mark.
I'm just going to leave the Zoom meeting and I'll stare at all the frame posters of Ronald Reagan films I have in my house.
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
That would have been so funny if you just could glance around the room and go, oh, it's Ronald Reagan movies. I got this. Because also... I wish there was a B in Sacramento because Bedtime for Bonzo is the best title.
Right.
But that's the thing about Ronald Reagan movies is what is with these stupid ass titles, Cowboy from Brooklyn and Angel from Texas. I think he always played those characters. Like he's supposed to be such a wonderful spirit that arrives from somewhere else.
Those titles in the picture put butts in seats, Douglas.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Night unto night. You can't come up with a better title like that these days. Well, that was a terrific game because Sam proved that this game can be won.
I was this close to saying the Terminator.
I thought you were going to say the Terminator.
No, I thought about it too, but then I remembered True Lies and went with the straight T, and I thought that might be Doug's flavor, and I guessed right.
Nice job.
Yeah. Thanks. You could have gone with The Villain. You could have gone with Twins.
Oh, you Twins.
You could have gone with Total Recall.
Total Recall. Wow, he really he tees it up, doesn't he?
And for the record, no, I have not heard the version, the live show you just did in San Diego. So
and it's not the Kindergarten Cop, by the way.
Oh, right.
Even though I believe there's only the one in the story or in the world, it's probably the only one that ever happened. Because kindergartners don't need no cops.
No.
And well, don't tell that to Burt Reynolds, either. Starring in Cop and a Half.
Oh my God, Cop and a Half is pretty amazing if you like shit.
Didn't they make Cop and a Half too?
No, did they?
I'm pretty sure they did.
That sounds very direct to video in the 90s.
Yeah, but instead of Burt Reynolds, they replaced Burt Reynolds with Liza Minnelli. I'd like to see Liza Minnelli as a cop. she really got pigeonholed as playing not cops.
Sam, you're right, by the way. It is Cop and a Half, new recruit TV movie, 2016. Wow.
Oh, TV. Wow. Well, we don't talk about TV here. And don't try not to look things up because now why would anyone trust any of your answers?
Oh, that's true. Hey, that's just Christian.
Now that they know how fast you are at the research, this next game, it'd be really easy to cheat. So
I'm going to turn my phone off completely.
I leave mine in the next room.
I'll turn my phone. My phone is off.
Oh, okay.
I don't own a phone.
Yeah. I need you to leave the Zoom meeting.
Go buy a rotary phone.
I should just take a hammer to your phone. I will do that.
All right. This next game is going to be a monster, so we better get to it, but we have to do a break first. So I'm going to say we'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and we played this game on Saturday called Last Person Standing, and it's a game that for these Zoom shows over the pandemic for the last year or so, I just put kind of on hold for the most part because we were doing a thing where on each show, I would go to somebody in the audience to suggest a name for this game of an actress, and then I had written down the name of an actress and put it in my wallet. And the idea is that like there's prize money that keeps accumulating when nobody's matching the name in my wallet. So it's still gone unmatched. Nobody matched it on Saturday.
Wow.
But also on Saturday, sometimes when my guests look at me like, oh, this game's going to end quickly because we don't know movies that star said actress, I'll ask another person in the audience. So it took four actresses before the guests on stage were comfortable playing the game, which is basically just, if you guys don't know, it's taking turns naming movies that these actresses were in. And if you can't think of one or you say one that's not correct, then you're out. And you each get, Sam doesn't need it, of course, but you each get one lifeline. And your lifeline today is me. If you say to me, Doug, you know, help me out here, then if I can, I'll throw out a title for you. I feel pretty confident based on these names.
You get one of the lifelines?
And Don't say I don't need one. These are two very tough competitors, Doug.
Yeah, okay.
I may need one. I don't know.
I do remember Sam and I went down to the wire one time, and I don't even remember who won during Comic-Con at the in San Diego. Yeah. And I think the actress in question was Miss Drew Barrymore. And we had a pretty good war back and forth.
Man.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I'll get to a few of those.
Drew Barrymore is a really good one for dudes to play, I think, because like for some reason she's just really kind of crossed over into a lot of movies that dudes would actually watch.
Yeah, like more so. Side.
More so, yeah, more so than some other actresses. But that's what this has been it's kind of glaring how uninformed young men are of the films of great actresses. So I'm here to help. Okay. So the first name that came up was Kate Winslet, and they all looked at each other like, "What are we going to do after we say Titanic?"
Shame on them.
And the answer is
enormous filmography.
The person who went on to win, though, did manage to pull kind of what I think is kind of a, especially for someone who doesn't know Kate Winslet movies like him, he pulled a title that was, I'll tell you at the end, it was impressive.
Okay.
Then we went to somebody else. We said, okay, let's get a second name. And somebody suggested Keira Knightley.
Ooh.
And it was pretty clear that everyone wasn't really clear who that is.
Who said Domino?
Nobody. but you just took it out for this game today, so congratulations.
I didn't think you were naming names that we're about to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, God.
Okay,
yeah, we're playing the same game we played in San Diego. These are the names.
Wow.
Okay. So then I said, okay, guys, I guess since Keira Knightley's not going to do it for you, we got to move on to somebody else. And another nice person in the audience suggested Judi Dench.
Ooh.
Which, you know,
Dench.
I mean, these guys, they didn't even have that glimmer of, oh, at least I can say, you know, there's probably about 8 James Bond movies I could say. that didn't even register. They were just like, Judi Dench, we're out.
Wow. And just to be safe, Sam, what's your favorite Judi Dench movie?
Domino.
And then finally, somebody in the audience saved this thing by suggesting Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, we've done her so many times.
Right, Sam, you want to let me host the show? So today, since we've done her so many times, I've already decided to take Jennifer Aniston off the table.
Oh,
yeah. Because that's what should have happened in the first place. Winslet, Knightley, and Dench is plenty.
Yeah.
And they're not even people you would confuse for one another in any, I don't think. But that being said, Sam gets to go first. He won that last game. And then we'll go to Mark and then to Christian. Like I said earlier, name a movie they're in within a reasonable amount of time when it's your turn. Okay. And you stay in the game. And you can ask me for help once.
Once per actress or once for the whole game?
That's in the whole game. I'll decide which actress I'm in. I guess you could request an actress that you'd like a title for me to give you from, but I don't know if I'll have some for all three by the time you need me, because you guys are going to, I think you're going to name quite a few movies before I get involved.
Okay.
So let's start off with Sam.
Okay. It's not just a movie. It's also my favorite brand of sugar. Domino. Domino.
All right, so Domino is definitely not going to come up again.
Nope.
What do you think for your first response, Mark?
Well, I think they did Domino 2, but it was a TV movie. So
it's Domino and a half.
I am going to go with Titanic.
Good luck, Christian.
Yeah, Judi
Dench. I can't believe you guys took the two answers that anyone would think of.
So now I gotta go Judi Dench.
No, you can do any of the three actors.
Oh, any of the three. Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
And again, you have a lifeline, Christian, if you need it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One that we saw, Alice with Judi Dench. I got to throw that one out. You loved it. Shoot. I want to start with some Philomena.
Yep. Oh, nice. Yep.
Good movie. Nice.
You remember that coming out of the theater?
It was great.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Christian, I think Christian got emotional.
I did. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I like that movie. You know, Steve Coogan's really good in it. And she got nominated for Best Actress for it, I think.
I believe she did. Yeah. So it was a 2011. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. But Philomena, check it out if you want some pure Dench. If you want a, like a 2-hour shot of Dench right in your bloodstream.
Oh, I need that every night.
Yeah. Dench it up. Sam.
Oh, we're back to me.
Comes around fast.
It does. All right. I will go with The Reader.
Oh, excuse me. That was the winning answer on Saturday. Oh. Was my friend Taylor Rizzo managed to pull the Reader.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's one.
That was impressive.
All right.
Now we move on to back to Mark.
Yeah, Winslet. I'll say... I'm going to try to stick with movies that did over $500 million at the box office. So I'll go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm. Okay. Now
The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. This is another area where I was like, good luck, fellas, with the sequels. Cause I don't know which one she was in. I found out, but off the top of my head, I'm not enough of a fan of those movies to keep track of, who's in which ones. But let's go to Christian.
I'll stay with Miss Knightley. Go Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. Pride and Prejudice and no zombies.
No zombies in that one, no.
Mm-mm. Okay, Sam.
All right, I'll keep it in the Joe Wright family. Atonement.
Oh, nice.
Great movie.
What was Joe Wright's most recent movie? Does anybody know?
No. It has to have been a Keira Knightley joint, no?
Right? He had something out recently and I didn't like it. Anyway.
Is it The Darkest Hour? Was that his most recent? I mean, that's already like 3 or 4 years ago, right? That was 2017.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's a good one.
I'm sure he has something more recent that I just missed.
Yeah, I just can't remember what it is. Okay. Mark.
All right. Then I will do Casino Royale starring Daniel Craig.
It's Casino Royale with cheese.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, Judi Dench played.
Doug, I think it's actually pronounced just the letter.
Oh, like.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Christian.
Yeah, let's see. I'll go with Divergent.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now we're talking.
She was a bad.
Can we refer to James Bond as just Seven now?
Yes. The first one, by the way. Divergent the first.
Okay. Sam?
Skyfall.
Mark.
Yep. Let's do Revolutionary Road.
Nice.
Oh, that's the one I was looking for.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I'll rip your heart out.
I meant a good one in terms of just like remembering that it exists.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough watch, but Michael Shannon and Kathy Bates are terrific.
Who
Did
said
you know
that?
Kathy Bates was also in Misery?
That was Ellis.
Okay.
She's also in Apartment.
So
Sam and I are having a side Kathy Bates game.
So I have a question. If I can't remember if there's an A or no A in it, I say A. Is that officially wrong? You give me a bet.
You know, what do you think, Sam?
I mean, you know, he's got so many movies to choose from right now. I don't know why he's going to take one 100% sure on.
Because I'm going my Jeopardy strategy, motherfucker. That's why.
All right. All right.
I got, I'm just going to say Dangerous Method with Keira Knightley and Viggo Mortensen. I can't remember if it's A Dangerous Method.
It's not. It's The Imitation Game.
No. I know the movie he's talking about. No, it's A Dangerous Method.
It's A Dangerous Method. It's Viggo Mortensen. And he's doing the psychic.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Yeah, no, it's him and Fassbender as Jung and Freud.
Yeah.
And they're doing experiments on her, and she's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
A Dangerous Method.
Dangerous Method. Okay. You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Sam?
Oh, back to me. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah. Can't believe it got this far.
That's my favorite movie.
That's your favorite movie?
I mean, Next Empire Strikes Back, yeah.
Wow.
I watch it quite often.
I think it's a weird one, too.
Why do you have to know what your favorite movie is? Did you work at the Arclight?
No, but I love their popcorn.
Hey, good news, though. It looks like somebody's going to,
Oh, yeah.
Get in there and get the Arclight in L.A. going again.
They took the boards off of it.
Yep. Yeah, they're saying it might open. Like they say like December, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's no way we're going to let that go.
Yeah, the Arclight in the Valley at Sherman Oaks, that's already a Regal, and they're already showing movies.
I've been there twice.
There you go. Yeah. Whose turn is it, Sam?
I think I just went, so it's Mark's.
Yeah. Mark.
And I will go to an early Keira Knight favorite, and I will say Keira Knightley, and I will say Bend It Like Beckham.
Ooh. I back pocketed that one.
Does that mean I just touched Sam's butt?
Yeah.
Christian.
I'll stick with Keira Knightley and go Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, listen to you.
I'm going to say it because you made sure you were talking about a different movie, but thank you for reminding me that Keira Knightley most definitely is in The Imitation Game.
Yeah. No, that's why I thought that was what he was driving at, because I didn't even hear Viggo Mortensen. I heard Benedict Cumberbatch. And I was so excited that I knew the name of that one. Okay. The movie that I decided was the answer. Who's up?
Ellis.
It is me, and so I'm going to go with the movie where Dame Judi Dench plays perhaps her most regal character ever, Cats.
I knew it. You bet. Damn it.
I thought the title would be the name of the regal character. He plays a regal character called Cats. I still haven't seen that. I'm going to do a Benson movie interruption of it on the 15th anniversary of Doug Loves Movies at the, now I got to figure out the name of the, it's in Middletown, New York, and it's a drive-in theater. We're going to do a Doug Loves Movies, and then we're going to watch Cats and make jokes during it. And it's
the way to watch it. That is the way to watch it.
It's the Fair Oaks drive-in on September 18th. So that's going to be super fun. All right. Christian?
Yeah. Stick with Knightley and go Begin Again.
Yes.
Wow.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that movie. I like all those.
Underrated movie, by the way. Another one.
Yeah.
Talk about.
Yeah, that John, what's his name? Conroy. Anyway, same guy made Once and
All Right,
Sing Street and Begin Again. I like all three of them.
And Adam Devine, or what's his name? He's also really, really good in that movie. He doesn't act anymore. At least I haven't seen him in anything.
Adam Levine.
Levine, yes, not Devine.
Yeah. Okay, who's next? It's back to Sam.
I think it's me. And this is the movie, honestly, I thought Ellis was going to do with that beautiful windup. But then he delivered Cats. I can't deliver Cats, but I will say Shakespeare in Love.
Yes.
Mm.
An Oscar for what? Four minutes of performance?
Yeah, she's barely in it, but talk about regal.
Yep.
Okay, who's up? Right. Back to Mark.
Yep. Man, we're starting to get down to the wire here. Got to take some of my backups. Got to go to the stock room and pull out The Life of David Gale.
Oh, my God.
What?
Who's in that? Winslet?
No one in that movie remembers that movie exists.
Kevin Spacey. It's an interesting twist at the end of that movie.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm not going to write it down, but it counts.
Thank you.
I thought of the guy's name that made all those movies, John Carney.
Wow.
Okay. So let's see. I thought of it with my brain. Now who's next?
That's me. I'm gonna take the cheap way out here. Divergent 2, Allegiant.
Wow. Wow.
I'm chickening out.
Clearly.
I was kind of shocked that nobody just went ahead and
just went the whole series.
Jumped on those, but we'll see what happens next with Sam.
I'm not jumping in no series. I'm going to say Love Actually.
Oh, I'm surprised nobody did that one already.
Yeah, me too.
That was the most fun thing that happened on Saturday is I just kept using the words love and actually in a sentence in front of everybody to see if I would be like, I would love if you would actually answer the question. You know, I just kept saying it and the audience was laughing, but then none of them picked up on it ever. Like I even forgot to tell them after.
Wow. Well, clearly they'll have to listen to this.
Maybe. Okay. That makes us back to Mark Ellis.
It does. And so I'm going
to
go.
You guys getting nervous? Are you starting to get, is it starting to get bottom of the barrel time?
I'm pretty much tapped out at this point, but based off of Love Actually, I remembered that one of my favorite movies to watch around Christmas is The Holiday.
Yes. Oh, wow. Because you like to really bring yourself down around the holidays, right?
I mean, that's what the holidays are for, Doug. It's for sitting at home with your dog, watching movies about people who have a much more interesting life.
Yeah, and fall down a lot. that's the comedy in that movie, is Cameron Diaz is willing to fall down a lot. Okay, so... it's back to Christian Harloff, and it's really
It's
getting tense.
Keira Knightley is the only one that's coming to mind because I am tapped out. I keep going to Helen Mirren now for Judi Dench. Ellis, here's a zinger for you. Anna Karenina.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. Right.
One of the only movies I've ever seen where I'm like, I think I'd actually just rather read the book.
We almost walked out.
That was a rough one.
I mean, with Keira Knightley, you can kind of be like, just try to think in your head of movies that are boring and there's a chance she's in them.
Or you just go back in time. Any movies that are back in time, and she's probably in them. That's how I got to Anna Karenina. So what's that terrible one that Ellis and I almost walked out of?
She does enjoy a period piece.
Loves a period piece.
Her singing voice is really good in Begin Again, though. All right.
We're back to me.
Let's do it, Sam.
I'm going to say a movie she sadly does not live to see the end of, Contagion.
Oh.
At least I don't think she lives to see the end of
Contagion. I think everybody dies in that, right?
Just about everybody does.
And who is that? Is that Winslet?
Yeah, it's Winslet.
I don't remember
her. She's one of the doctors who's in the field.
Wow, I do not remember her in that.
But Gwyneth Paltrow is the first one to die, right?
Yes.
Goop. All right. Mark Ellis.
Doug Benson, I got two risks and I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to take first. I think Judi Dench shows up in, I think she shows up in Quantum of Solace.
I have no reason to disagree with that, Sam.
I'm sure she is. I don't know it well enough to disagree. So I'm happy to go with it.
Yeah. I mean, if she's in Casino Royale and she's in Cats, then why not?
Yeah.
And that's not a Quantum of Solace. It's actually just Quantum of Solace.
Fair. Yeah. Shoot. Yeah. No, but we did. We already said Skyfall and Casino Royale, and so anything in between would count.
We would have to assume she is in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She was for a while. She was really bopping it. I feel like it's Christian's turn.
I can't remember if it's Judy Dench or Helen Mirren. So if I guess wrong and it's Helen Mirren, I'm out, right?
I think so. I think they've worked together. So maybe you hit pay dirt and it's one they're both in.
I'm going to take a shot. I think. How is it? Oh, I have two movies that I know. It's like 50-50. I'm going to go with Chocolat. With my eyes crossed.
With your eyes
crossed? Oh, yeah. I don't think any of them are in Chocolat.
Is that in Chocolat?
It's Johnny Depp and Julie, what's her name?
I thought Judy Dench or Helen Mirren.
It's like Julia Ormond, I think.
Ooh, I actually think Dench is in Chocolat.
Oh, she's like an old lady in the village.
The old lady in the village who helps. That's either Helen Mirren or Judy Dench that helps out and is giving the advice to her. She's like
it must be Dench. I mean, because Helen Mirren hasn't played an old lady yet.
Fair. I don't know.
Normally, I would love to disagree, but I believe it is Dench.
Yeah. Okay. Dench it up. Here we go. Back to
we're back to me,
Sam. Yeah.
All right. The World Is Not Enough.
Wow.
The Pinky and the Brain movie.
I say that with 100% certainty because I rewatched it not terribly long ago.
Okay, so it goes back to Pierce Brosnan days that she was M. Interesting. Okay. Next up, Mr. Ellis.
Yeah, I think that does open things up.
For those playing along at home, I believe that's the last movie before Casino Royale.
Yeah, that's good that you said that, because I don't want Mark to spend too much time thinking about what might have been in there.
Well, it's the last movie before Casino Royale, but I think she was in other Pierce Brosnan movies. I'm going to guess.
I see what you're saying. I thought Sam just basically said that she was only in one Pierce Brosnan one, but maybe I misinterpreted it.
I think he's trying to be misleading, or he's right. I think she is in, I'm going to say Tomorrow Never Dies. I think she's in that.
Is she Sam?
She is.
All right. Back to Christian.
So what can I use, Doug? What can I use you? I can use you for if I think this. If there's a particular actress you can help me with a movie that we didn't hit yet.
Yeah, I mean, just if you say help me, I'll just say a movie one of them's in and take it off the table, and then you'll have to think of them by the time it gets back to you.
Let's.
Because I got some. I definitely got some.
What do you got? Because I'm running out.
Okay. How about Labor Day?
Oh no! I remember that one.
That's Winslet. I knew one of them was in one of those stupid movies.
Yeah, it's James Brolin or Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet, and directed by the guy who directed Jason the Ghostbusters movie. That's the Ghostbusters movie.
And they do the pie at the end, right?
Sure.
No, that's the help.
No. They make like a big.
Christian's right. They make a pie because Josh Brolin's hands making the pie are the manliest hands I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, I forgot about.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know, he's got that magical snap. All right, where did we leave off?
So Christian
I gave Christian Labor Day, so we're back to.
So now it's back to me, and I was trying to mislead my friend Mark because I got the order wrong. I forgot that The World Is Not Enough is in the 90s, and there is another 2000s Bond film that she's definitely in called Die Another Day.
Okay.
Before Casino Royale. But then that's it. Then the next one really is Casino Royale.
All right. No more misleading talk in between answers.
So sorry.
Okay.
Right. But so I'm going to have to take a shot and say that she's in Goldeneye too.
God damn it, she is.
But it is funny because like you go back and you think like, well, wait, if it's a new James Bond, then they had to import a new M. And it's like, well, no, because Q like Desmond Llewellyn played that character through multiple James Bonds. So yep. Judy Dench can.
Bernard Lee played him for a while before Dench took over. And then, she did it for a long time before Ralph Fiennes stepped in. All right. Mark Ellis, right?
No, he just went.
No, he just said.
Christian. It's back to you again already. Yes.
You jogged my memory with Winslet, the Woody Allen, the Wonder Wheel.
Nice.
I think it's just called Wonder Wheel.
There's no the.
It's not the Woody Allen Wonder Wheel.
Mm-mm. It's just Wonder Wheel because it even says Wonder Wheel on the wheel.
That's Wonder Wheel
in question. Doesn't say the Wonder Wheel. Okay. Good job. You thought of another one. So I did back to
the Richard Pryor toy spinoff, but it was misled.
Oh, we're back to me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm scraping the bottom of the Dench barrel here in my brain. Notes on a Scandal?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember when that came out. I actually read the screenplay for that one, and I think I gave it away as a prize at one of the live DLM shows some 15 years ago.
Mark Ellis?
Oh, my God.
I usually give away, like, Arby's coupons at
nice, dude.
Doug's shows. I am going to employ my lifeline here, Doug.
Okay. I will say, how about...
What happens when my wife might can't get
No, that's the thing is you'll be out of luck if I can't think of something.
Yeah, right.
So you really need me to pull this out. I'm gonna go Kate Winslet and say holy smokes.
I think that sounds right.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's right. Trust me.
I know that was the tagline of a joke from Dennis Miller Live in the 90s when he showed a picture of the Pope and Fidel Castro together and said they're together this fall in a sitcom called Holy Smokes.
Okay. All right, guys, story time's over. We have to end the game now.
Okay.
So don't give a story after your answer. Just give your answer and then the next person's up.
All right. I don't know if there's a subtitle to it, so I could be toast. Because there's a bunch of books. Artemis Fowl.
I think that's the whole thing.
I don't know if there's a title.
I think that's the whole title. And it did so poorly, there probably won't be other ones.
I watched that with my daughter on Disney Plus.
More stories, Doug.
Yeah. What's with the story?
All right, it's up to me. Little Children.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take a guess and say Trolls.
I don't think so.
Mark
Everybody's
Ellis,
in Trolls.
You're a great player. Thank you for being here. But no, you're out. Christian Harloff, you got any more gas in the tank?
Sam, did you say Atonement?
I did a long time ago.
Oh, shoot. Then hold on. What was that one? Are there three Divergent movies?
You've named all the Divergent films, my friend.
I think I'm toast.
Wait, okay. There's a third one. There's a third one, Sam.
Oh, I thought he named all three.
I only named two.
Oh,
yeah.
He named Divergent. I'm so sorry. I thought we let him get away with all three.
Divergent three.
Mm. Yeah, but what's that other word in it? They all have an extra word. Divergent, Allegiant, and then a third one.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I forgot it myself. I forgot it. So,
yeah, Sam wins.
I can't help. Sam Levine, you did it once again. You are our winner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. That's how that works.
Very exciting. Oh, I was sitting on so many Winslet movies.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. The game is over. You won. What would you like to plug?
I'd like to plug a movie called Steve Jobs and another one called Collateral Beauty.
All right. Christian Harloff, thank you for being here. What would you like to plug?
Please check out the Movie Trivia Schmodown. You can go to YouTube, check out the Movie Trivia Schmodown. Matches every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have live events coming up in Los Angeles on December 4th, a big event. But October, we're going to be in New York, October 9th during New York Comic Con. The SchmodownLive.com.
Awesome. Is Mark Ellis, are all of your plugs the same?
Mostly. I mean, we're trying to get Christian on stage in New York at New York Comedy Club, where I'm going to be Thursday and Friday before the Schmodown. And then I'm in Las Vegas at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club all week, September 6th through the 12th.
Awesome. I'll see San Antonio this weekend, and I'll be in Indianapolis on August 28th. And all my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Sam Levine, you are now a what we call a dangling champ, which means we'll have you back as soon as possible to continue your reign.
Oh, boy.
I think you've won four times this year now or something like that. So you're doing pretty good.
Okay, and thanks,
yeah. And thank you to Christian and Mark and everybody for listening and being patient with our sound issues on that last one. As always. Uh-oh, they're going to do it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room